Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just ask that you would reveal to us your word by your Holy Spirit. You would give us understanding of what you would have us take away from here today. Thank you, Lord, for a pleasant place to gather in your name. Let us truly rest in you today. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen. Numbers, the book of Numbers. Numbers represents the chastening wrath of God against his disobedient people because of their rebellion, and especially because of the nation's refusal to undertake the conquest of Canaan. Israel was in breach of a covenant. The fourth book of the Pentateuch represents a sobering reality. The God who had entered into covenant with Abraham, who had delivered his people from bondage in Exodus, and who had brought Israel into covenant with himself as a treasured possession, and who had revealed his holiness and gracious means of approaching him, was also a God of wrath. His wrath extended to his errant children as well, to the enemy nations of Egypt and Canaan. Even Moses, the great prophet and servant of the Lord, was not exempt from God's wrath when he disobeyed. In fact, chapter 20, that'll be down the road, begins with the notice of Miriam's death and concludes with Aaron's death. Here is the passing of the old guard. Those whom God used to establish the nation are dying before the nation has come into its own. Now, after the children of Israel received the laws at Mount Sinai, they began the journey as described in the book of Exodus, and they were ready to march directly into the land of Canaan. The book of Numbers reveals how the children of Israel became prepared, went through various trials, and how they were sinful and not trusting the Lord. Their sinful ways resulted in years of wandering through the harsh wilderness. The book of Numbers concludes with the children of Israel once again at the edge of the land of Canaan, where they received instructions for the conquest of Canaan and division of the land. They were ready to go. They spent a year after a year. They received the word. They built the temple. They received their instructions. They went to the land, and what did they do? They sent spies in. There's giants in the land. We can't do it. So they are forced to wander for 40 years. They had the opportunity to go right in, and they did not. As the account of Numbers begins, the Lord organizes Israel into a military camp. Leaving Sinai, they march forth as his conquering army, with the Lord at the head, to establish his kingdom in the promised land in the midst of the nations. Let's look at the text, starting in verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses in the tent of meeting in the desert of Sinai on the first day of the second month of the second year after Israelites came out of Egypt. He said, "Take a census of the whole Israelite community by their clans and families, listing every man by name one by one. You and Aaron are to number their divisions, all the men in Israel 20 years old or more who are able to serve in the army. One man from each tribe, each the head of his family, is to help you." If we go down to verse 44, after we go through all the numbering, "These were the men counted by Moses and Aaron and the 12 leaders of Israel, each one representing his family. All the Israelites 20 years old or more who were able to serve in Israel's army were counted according to their families. The total number was 603,550. The families of the tribe of Levi, however, were not counted along with the others. The Lord had said to Moses, 'You not count the tribe of Levi or include them in the census of the other Israelites. Instead, appoint be in charge of the tabernacle of the testimony, over all its furnishings and all the things belonging to it. They are to carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings. They are to take care of it and encamp around it. Whenever the tabernacle is to move, the Levites are to take it down, and whenever the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites shall do it. Anyone else who goes near it shall be put to death.'" Our God, and I've said this before and Sam has said it before too, our God is a God of order, not of chaos. He does things for a reason. Numbering of the men 20 years of age or older, 603,550. Not counting the children, not counting the women, not counting the Levites. This number suggests a possible total population of over 2 million people. Think about that. 2 million people. And here we have Moses trying to lead 2 million people. The most people I ever supervised myself was 65, and it drove me crazy. I couldn't imagine this. I could not imagine this. I know later in Scripture we see that Moses is overwhelmed and he sets up folks and he sets up a form of government similar to what we have today where we have people at the top, people in the middle, and people at the lower in the local levels because one person just couldn't do it and he couldn't do it either. Over 2 million people. God arranged the tribes of Israel for marching forth as God's army. This must have looked intimidating that many organized people marching forth. Can you gotta remember, these people were not, they didn't live on top of each other. There was spaces between their homes. They had cattle and they had sheep and they had children. They had all these, their possessions. But the logistics of this, the logistics is unbelievable. To break camp, to move, to set it up again. I mean, they wouldn't be crowded. You know, somebody wrote, J. Sidlow Baxter writes, it's well to keep in mind here that the quadrangular formation of the camp of Israel, as the slide shows you, some 2 million people were mobilized, and that the quadrangle was about 12 miles square. Now, 12 miles square is not 12 square miles. It's 144 square miles. So 12 miles in each direction of this mass of people. I mean, from here, from Neal Road down to the Honey Run Road in Chico is only 8 miles. Could you imagine a mass of people from Paradise to Chico and then that must have been intimidating. No wonder the kings who saw these people coming wouldn't want them to come through their land. They said, go around. Why? Did God not know how many people they were? Of course he did. I believe that this was for Moses' benefit, preparing for battle. Remember, they're marching forth to enter the land right now. They are organized, and they are marching forth to take possession of the land. They get to the land, and what do? Imagine what excitement before they got there that they would be leaving Mount Sinai and finally set out to possess the promised land. This is the land that the Israelites had never seen, although they were told it was the land of milk and honey. Over the past year, Israelites had been given the law, and they had constructed the tabernacle. And they were now ready to move out and enter the land. We know what happens when they come to Canaan the first time. It was God's plan for them to immediately enter, but when presented with the opportunity, they doubted God and ended up waiting 40 years to enter the promised land. What did they say? There's giants in the land. We will never defeat them. After what God had just done for them this past year, right, you know, taking them out of Egypt, getting them through the Red Sea. I mean, God's presence was with them day and night. Now, before we're too hard on the children of Israel, how do we respond when God shows what he has for us? It's too hard, Lord. Please don't send me to Africa, Lord. But I don't know how to teach Shabbat school, Lord. I had to throw that in there. So. When God told my wife that she was going to be married to a pastor, she cried her eyes out. Because she believed, for that to happen, God would have to kill me. Because divorce, this is their thinking. Because in the realm, it wasn't even in the realm of possibility at the time that God revealed that to her. And because divorce wasn't an option for her. In her mind, this was the only way that God could do it, was to kill me and she would remarry a pastor. I know when I first entered the ministry, it was very difficult. I didn't feel worthy, and that's good. None of us are worthy. And as long as we stay humble and we stay that way, that's the way God wants us, because he can use us then. When we get in the way, that's when God has a problem. I'll leave you with this. Do we trust God when he presents these things to us, or do we tell him? There are giants in the land. Shabbat shalom.